Tommy Gerard, thank you so much for being with us today.
No problem.
Yeah, cool.
Well, Tommy, let me start with you. Tell us about NC Comic-Con. What's it going to entail this weekend?
Well, as we've done since 2010, I think, it's very creator-driven. You know, a lot of people know what comic conventions are, or at least they think they know, and you go and you get to celebrate kind of your fandom and you know, all about comics and, you know, games and movies and whatever kind of genre stuff you're into. The cool thing about our show that I try and make a little different is that I get to use my experiences as a professional creator to sort of try and tailor this show towards creators and try and focus the authors and artists and, you know, designers and everyone a bit more than other conventions might be about, you know, celebrities or, you know, that kind of stuff, which is cool too. This one's just a little more focused on the creators, like having Chuck here, you know, writing, you know, who wrote Fight Club. You know, it's kind of like, I'm not saying we wouldn't have Brad Pitt if he wanted to come, but, you know, it'd be kind of, it's, to me, it's like fitting to have Chuck here, you know, the author of the material, you know. So, you know, we'll often have the director of a movie here, you know, stuff like that. And then there's a lot of panels and ways for people to, you know, get a behind the scenes look at how stuff is done, and lots of signings, lots of panels, lots of workshop. It's got a really cool educational slant to it.
And between the workshops and the signings, something for everyone, right? People who aren't in the business and people who are.
Yeah, so it's kind of, if you're an aspiring creator, you want to get better at writing, you want to show your work to the publishers, we've got Valiant and Skybound and Oni are going to be there. We've got Dark Horse is going to be there. You know, so it's a great way to, especially in North Carolina, that's kind of why I wanted to start this with Alan in our hometown, you know, do something really cool that we wish we had when we were kids, or aspiring creators when we were starting out.
And give us a sense of the scene in the Triangle area, because I don't think everyone knows just what a significant hub for art and the comic industry the Triangle is, and Durham and Chapel Hill in particular.
Yeah, there's a lot of artists around here, and even like you know, gaming companies. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I moved here from Los Angeles, you know, 20 years ago, and thought we'd try it out because we met some other creators around here, and yeah, we just love it. You know, we just ended up, God, it was longer ago than that. It was 96. So yeah, it's like, I think a lot of people are, you know, fans of that stuff. And what's cool about the convention is everybody gets to go and meet other people that are fans of the stuff. And it's a really nice, safe space to be yourself. You know, everybody's very accepting of everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, it's you, all of a sudden you realize that, you know, hey, this person I know at the doctor's office, or this guy at the, you know, gas station or whatever, they're into some of the same books I'm into, or they like the same artwork. You know, it's really cool. It's like this nice kind of common denominator.
Awesome. So walk us through the weekend. What are the highlights of the con this year?
Well, I'd say the highlights for me, I kind of selfishly, I like to get friends to come, like Gerard.
Yeah.
So I sort of, you know, it's a fun way to get to see people, because so many of us live all around the world. Like Matteo Scalera doesn't do very many shows in the United States. He's from Italy. You've got, you know, Becky Cloonan from Texas. No, she lives in Oregon now?
No, she lives in Texas.
Okay. Everybody's moving to Oregon.
Well, it's better than Texas, right?
Becky moves a lot.
Oh.
So I think she's in Texas, though.
All right. Well, tonight she'll be in Durham.
Yeah.
Awesome. Again, if you're listening out there, this con is this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Durham Convention Center right downtown Durham. NCComicCon.com is the website if you want a full schedule and more information. We're speaking with Tommy Lee Edwards, who is a great comic artist in his own right, co-owner and senior director of NC Comic Con. We've also got Gerard Way on the line, who is a terrific graphic novelist as well. Umbrella Academy Volumes 1 and 2 have been out. Hotel Oblivion Volume 3 is coming out right now. Gerard, I'm super excited about Hotel Oblivion because I've been a big fan of Umbrella Academy for many years now. Tell us about the next phase in that story.
Well, yeah, sure. Well, I'm also really excited about it. I'm excited that Umbrella Academy is finally coming back. It's been 9 years since there's been a graphic novel for Umbrella Academy, which is quite a long time. And there's a lot of reasons that it didn't come out in all those years. There was life reasons, and there was other projects and things like that. Towards the end of the band, I was also finding it really difficult to write in hotel rooms like I used to. I wrote Apocalypse Suite in hotel rooms all over the world, and it just became a lot harder, I think, is because it was harder, a much harder tour on Danger Days. So, but anyway, you know, one of the cool things about Umbrella Academy is that in some ways it's a comic about comics, and it treats the reader. I've always believed that audiences and readers are really smart, and I think that's in that way that I disagree with Hollywood and how they feel about audiences. So we just kind of let you dive right into the stuff. There's no origin stories. There's nothing to worry about where we have to explain to you what a superhero is. And just like the rest of the series that are already out, Hotel Oblivion does the same thing. It already assumes you know what a super prison is. So because of that, we are able to explore things in a super prison that you never see explored in mainstream comics, like the conditions. We talk about capital punishment. We talk about what it's like to live in one of these places. We talk about people that have been rehabilitated that still have to live in these places. People that have gotten worse still living in these places. So that's one of the beauties of Umbrella. We get to explore things that other comics don't and have never explored in some of the 50 years they've been dealing with super prisons and things like that. So this series really focuses on the Umbrella children, but it also focuses on a lot more characters and treats them in some ways as the star of the show. And that's the story that I wanted to tell. And it evolved over the 9 years, and I kept making it interesting for myself. And that was one of the keys in finally getting to write it, was it had to represent who I was now, not who I was when I first conceived the idea.
I was going to say, how has it evolved, or how has it taken shape since the beginning? Because the hotel was referenced in Apocalypse Suite, right?
It's referenced, I believe, in Dallas.
Is it in Dallas? Okay.
Or it might have been referenced in Apocalypse Suite. I it's hard to remember, but I know I should know this because I wrote it. But but it is referenced in one of the first two volumes. So So I had figured out a lot of these stories elements a long time ago, but you know I kept changing as a person. You know, so I wanted the series to reflect that.
Speaking again with Gerard Way, again, Volume 3 of Umbrella Academy is in the process of coming out right now. And if y'all are listening out there and you haven't experienced Umbrella Academy, get out and find a copy and read it. Two volumes, really fast read, terrific graphic novel. And again, the series is continuing even as we speak. So, Gerard, what is your role going to be at Comic-Con this weekend?
Well, first of all, this is a con that I really like to do, and it's really hard for me to get out and do conventions. Mm-hmm. But Tommy and I have become really close friends over the years, and I also love what he's doing here because, it doesn't focus on the Hollywood aspects that a lot of conventions, you know, focus on. It doesn't focus on, like, celebrities. There's nothing like that. It's creator-focused, it's fan-focused, and there's all kinds of interesting things like workshops and panels that talk about everything from Dungeons and Dragons to where you get your inspiration from and what it's like to be a writer and what it's like to write characters that belong to somebody else. So there's a lot here for aspiring creators.
Again, nccomiccon.com is the website. Go there and get a full schedule of events and all of the featured speakers and panels and everything else. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Durham Convention Center right downtown Durham. Tommy, we got to wrap up here in a second, but what else do people need to know about the Comic-Con? What else do people need to know about you in general and what you've got coming up?
Well, I guess what we've got going on this weekend is, like you were saying earlier, it's kind of a little bit of something for everybody. So, you know, if you like to dress up as in cosplay, you know, there's tons of stuff to do. As Gerard just mentioned, there's, you know, tons of Dungeons and Dragons stuff going on. We're actually doing a panel about creating characters, and there's just so much stuff that, you know, again, it's like when I was a kid, like, there wasn't a place to go to a convention and talk about D&D, you know. So it's so cool for me to be able to bring this stuff to our hometown and you know, work with other local businesses. And that's the other thing, is there's going to be food trucks there, all the restaurants, the local businesses, everybody likes to chip in and have a really great weekend. So we sort of take over downtown. So it's in the convention center. The Carolina Theater has the Comic Quest Film Festival going all weekend. We block off the street. There's the Armory across the street where we have a huge Saturday night party, which, you know, everybody loves. We've teamed up with Aviator Brewing Company in Durham, another great local business, to do, you know, custom exclusive NC Comic-Con beer. So lots of really cool, you know, stuff trying to join forces with the Regulator Bookshop is going to be appearing, and they'll be handling a lot of Chuck's books like Fight Club. And it's a big, giant group effort, and it's just all about everybody having a good time. It's a lot of work. It takes a year to plan it, but I really hope it's going to be a great weekend.
Awesome. Again, nccomiccon.com if you want more information about North Carolina Comic-Con Bull City this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Durham Convention Center. TommyLeeEdwards.com for more info on Tommy. GerardWay.com for more info on Gerard. Guys, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks.